Welcome to Success in Life with Dr. QB Davis King. We're live in beautiful San Diego, California. Stand by, we have a great program. Tell someone that success in life is on the air. Thank you. Thank you so very much. And thank you for joining us for another program, Success in Life with Dr. QB Davis King. I am excited about being with you and being able to share with you this space, this moment in time in which we get a chance to spend some time together. As I said when I designed this program, I wanted a place for you to be able to park your mind and be able to be infused with some inspiration and motivation and uplifting. Look around, everybody. It seems as though everywhere we look today, there's so much negativity going on. Turn on the television set, you turn on the radio, it's just so much negativity, so much yelling and fussing at each other. I wanted a place where you could come on those days in which you said, you know what, if I could just get an infusion of inspiration from somewhere, if I could be uplifted, boy, it would make a difference in my life. And that is what Success in Life is all about. This is our inaugural program, everybody. Tell somebody that Success in Life is on the air. This has been a dream of mine for so, so long. And I did some recording before in another venue, but this really is the exciting part of my day in my life to be able to share with you. Our program is designed to be a short program, but designed to be a program that talks nothing but success. That's all we're going to talk about. We're not going to talk about the headlines of the day and all of those types of things. We want to talk about what it takes in order to succeed. And so I'm going to kick off the program reading from my book. This book I wrote over a decade ago, and it still is one of my most favorite books in all the manuals and books that I've written over a 10-year span. The book is entitled, How to Call a Meeting with Yourself, Daily Success Habits That Produce Stunning Results. You see, people who lack the understanding and skills of how to succeed in life, they attribute the success of others to luck. Success has absolutely nothing to do with luck. But if you must attribute it to luck, consider this. Someone once said this, the harder I work, the luckier I get. Your success depends on what you do each and every day. Every day you get up, it depends on what you do each and every day. And if you feel that you failed in the past, I got some really exciting news for you. Are you ready? Here it is. You can actually reprogram your mind to achieve stunning success in just 15 minutes a day. And this is the format in which we will work in a Success in Life program. Less than 15 minutes a day. That's right, everybody. In 15 minutes a day, you can turn your whole life around and experience extraordinary results. Napoleon, who was considered one of the greatest military commanders of all times, a person that knew war. He studied war. And he knew how to engage the enemy and win. He is quoted as saying this, listen carefully. In every battle, there is a 15-minute period, a window, when the decision can go either way. The general who knows that period and throws everything he has into the battle will win. But the general who does not know that time, or who is too cautious that he will not commit his reserves, will lose not only that battle, but he would inevitably lose the war. You see, we all face these crucial 15-minute periods each and every day of our life. 15-minute period. Sometimes it's that 15 minutes when we first wake up. And a lot of people wake up with this attitude, oh boy, it's going to be a bad day. Oh my, they set in motion how their day is going to go, that first 15 minutes when they open their eyes. But make no mistake, everyone, there is a very clear distinction between those who win their daily 15-minute battles and those who do not. Again, I'm reading from my book, How to Call a Meeting with Yourself. You see, ever since I can remember, as a child born in the projects or the ghettos of East Dallas, there was one burning question I promised myself I'd find the answer to in my lifetime. I wanted to know the answer to this question. You know, this question burned on my heart, and I often say, you know, when I was growing up, I would watch Leave It to Beaver and Wally and Beaver, and then there was Father Knows Best. And I would always wonder, being in the ghetto, you know, how did Beaver and them stay in such a beautiful home in a beautiful community? You look at the pictures, the streets are clean, and Beaver comes home, and, his mother, June, has cookies and milk, and I look in the icebox, and I don't see nothing but water. My stomach is hungry, and I always want to know what makes successful people succeed. The question continued to burn in my thoughts through grade school and high school and in my early military career. I was determined to find the answer to this puzzling question. What makes successful people succeed? What makes some people do and others don't? Why do some people win and others lose? Why some people will and others won't? What makes some people studs and other people duds? Well, my quest has taken me on an incredible 40-year journey. During this time, I've read hundreds of books, thousands of newspaper and magazine articles, attended countless success seminars, and talked to tons of successful people one-on-one. My quest has taken me all around the world and allowed me to meet people of all races, colors, and creeds. As a young sailor, when my ship docked at various ports in Italy, Spain, and France, Portugal, Holland, the Netherlands, England, and so many other ports, I found myself drawn to shop owners to talk about success. Well, guess what? I found the answer. After many years of personal research, I finally found the answer to this burning question. The success principles we're going to talk about in this first series of Success in Life have dramatically and drastically changed my entire life. They are the exact ones that have made millionaires out of paupers, winners out of losers, and superstars out of people who formerly have failed. If you would follow these time-tested principles, you too will succeed far beyond your wildest imagination. And that is something that I can tell you is absolutely true. Now, I want you to pay close attention as we go through these principles, because each and every principle has a meaning behind. I'm going to talk about these success principles, daily habits that you can form, and each one of these principles have behind it theories and strategies that will help you win. So the question I have for you is, are you ready? Are you ready? Then I want you to get set, because over the next few series that I'm going to conduct, you're going to find the golden secrets to success. What has made so many people succeed far beyond their wildest imagination? And so I want to welcome you to the program, Success in Life. And on the next program, we're going to begin to unfold exactly what these principles are. In this particular program, it looks like my time is out. I'm going to end the program by saying this, everybody. Your success, as I said before, depends on what you do each and every day. Get up and get after it. That's my signal. That's my clue. I've got to go. I want to thank you for joining me on this first program, everybody. What a great joy it is for me to spend time with you. Dr. QB Davis King signing off for now, but I want you to come on back until I meet you again by way of radio. Dr. QB Davis King signing off, saying go out there and make your dreams king. Bye-bye, everybody.